Ministers say the housing market has turned a corner and their strategy of support is working. Our political correspondent Chris Mason examines the wider impact that those government measures could have.
The prize of government intervention in the housing market is restoring that longed-for X factor of confidence, instilling belief in prospective buyers that they can afford to move, convincing banks and building societies that they can afford to lend. The Help to Buy scheme, which began in April, currently provides loans of up to 20% for buyers of new-build homes in England. The scheme will be extended in the new year to part guaranteeing mortgages for buyers across the UK. So far, there are signs it's proving popular. 10,000 applications for support have been approved so far. The Community Secretary Eric Pickles said this was a sustainable boost to the housing market. But this is an instance where ministers have to consider the consequences of a policy being too successful and its potential to overinflate the market. The Treasury Select Committee has warned of what it called the unintended consequences of the idea. It questioned whether a policy likely to increase demand and so help raise house prices was ultimately in the interests of first-time buyers. The Institute of Directors has described Help to Buy as very dangerous. It's worried that when the scheme is withdrawn, any increase in prices will be undermined, and so that longed-for confidence could suddenly evaporate.